Romans chapter 15. Now we who are strong ought to bear with the consciences of those who are weak, and not merely please ourselves. Let each one of us seek to please his neighbor for his good and for building him up. For the Anointed One also did not please himself, but, as it is written, the scorn of those who revile you, God, fell upon me. Psalm 69, verse 9. For whatever was written beforehand was written for our instruction, so that through patience and through the support of the Scriptures we might have hope. Now may the God of patience, even the one who comes alongside to help, grant you to have this same understanding with respect to each other according to the Anointed One, Jesus, so that with one passion and with one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. Therefore receive each other just as the Anointed One also received you to the glory of God. For I say that the Anointed One has been made a servant of those of the circumcision for the truth of God, to fulfill the promises given to the fathers, and so that the Gentiles would glorify God for his mercy, as it is written. Therefore will I praise you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. And again he says, rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him. Yet again, Isaiah says, there will be the root of Jesse, even the one who rises up to rule over the Gentiles. The Gentiles will have hope because of him. 2 Samuel 22:50. Psalm 18:49, Psalm 117:1, and Isaiah 11:10. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace through faith, so that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And I myself am persuaded concerning you, my brethren, that you also are full of kindness, filled with all wisdom, thus being able to admonish each other. But I write to you this way, with even more boldness, to remind you of these things, because of the grace that was given me by God. This is so that I would be a servant of the Anointed One, Jesus, to the Gentiles, serving the good news from God to them as a priest, so that the offering up of the Gentiles might be made acceptable, having been made holy by the Holy Spirit. I have my reasons, then, to boast in the Anointed One, Jesus, things with respect to God. But I don't dare mention anything except those things which the Anointed One has done through me by word and work, in the power of signs and wonders, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, resulting in the obedience of the Gentiles, so that from Jerusalem and all around, as far as Illyricum, I have fully proclaimed the good news of the Anointed One. But I made it my goal to announce the good news message where the name of the Anointed One had not already been heard, so that I would not build on another man's foundation, even as it is written, those to whom no news of him came will see, and those who have not heard will understand. Isaiah 52:15. For this reason also I was held back these many times from coming to you. But now, not having any more opportunities to serve here in these areas, and having a longing to come to you for many years, whenever I go to Spain, I will come to you. For I hope to see you on my journey, and to be sent forward on my way by you, after first taking part in and being satisfied by having fellowship with you. But now I am going to Jerusalem to serve those set apart for God. For those in Macedonia and Achaia wanted to make a certain contribution to the poor among those set apart for God who are at Jerusalem. In fact, they were pleased to do so because they are indebted to them. For since the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, they owe it to them to serve them in physical things. Then, after having finished this service and having confirmed this fruit to them, I will stop by you on the way to Spain. and I know that when I come to you, it will be in the full complement of the blessing of the Anointed One. Now I beg you, brethren, by our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, and by the love you have in the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, so that I would be delivered from those who are disobedient in Judea, and that my service, which I have for Jerusalem, may be well received by those set apart for God. Pray also that I may come to you with joy by the will of God, and be refreshed together with you. Now may the God of peace be with you all. Amen. This is the end of Romans chapter 15. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.